This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is coming to Bethel Friday to talk with leaders about rural justice issues. That includes the public safety crisis and the high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault in Western Alaska. Barr met with Alaska Native leaders in Anchorage yesterday to discuss the challenges these communities face. Vivian Corthius is the CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents and was one of the attendees. She says she hopes the Attorney General would be able to see those challenges when he visits Bethel and Nabuskiak on Friday. Barr says he hopes to hold more meetings about these issues in Alaska or in Washington, D.C. In fishing news, federal managers have announced a set gillnet opportunity for Saturday, June 1st, to give subsistence users a taste of king salmon. The 12-hour opening runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. within the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. That is, from the Kuskokwim River mouth upstream to the refuge boundary at Aniak. Federally qualified subsistence users can participate. These users are anyone living along the Kuskokwim River or in the coastal villages of Trefornik, Kipnuk, Quigillingok, and Congiganak. The set gillnets on the Kuskokwim River main stem must be attached to the bank and oriented perpendicular to the river. The nets must be 6-inch or less mesh, may not exceed 45 meshes in depth or 60 feet in length in the water, and may not be operated more than 100 feet from the ordinary high water mark. Other fishing methods like rod and reel, dip nets, fish wheels, and beach seines remain open to the harvest of all fish, including king salmon and the Kuskokwim main stem. Kings caught in this gear on the main stem, even outside an opening, can be kept. However, salmon spawning tributaries are closed to gillnets and to king salmon harvest, including the Eek, Kasigluk, Kizaralik, Tuluksak, Aniak, and the Gweethluk, starting at its confluence with the Kuskokwak Slough. The old Kuskokwak Slough, where the Kizaralik and Kasigluk drain is also closed, no kings may be taken from these tributaries. All other tributaries in the refuge are open, beginning 100 yards from where they meet the Kuskokwim. Another closed area is what's referred to as the Aniak Box, an area stretching from the Aniak runway to the refuge boundary where salmon are known to mill. Also on Saturday, June 1st, state managers have announced a subsistence fishing opportunity for the same day. It is also for a 12-hour opening from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. for set gillnets within the refuge on the Kuskokwim main stem. However, the state opportunity applies to Alaska residents living outside the Kuskokwim area who want to fish in the refuge. The state opening restricts these users to 4-inch or less mesh set gillnets and requires nets to have an attached keg or buoy with the fisherman's first initial, last name, and address written on it. The state also requires any king salmon caught by non-Kuskokwim area residents with rod and reel, dip nets, fish wheels, and beach seines to be returned to the water alive. Lastly, today marks day 12 of the search for the body of a Nabuskiak man who drowned near Bethel. Paul Kaganik fell into the Kuskokwim River two Saturdays ago. Since then, dozens of men and women from Scammon Bay to Akiachuk have volunteered to drag the river for the body. KYUK's Greg Kim rode along with Bethel Search and Rescue to learn what goes into recovering a body from the river.
Another sandbag?
I think so.
Steve Alexi from Nabuskiak pulls a sandbag onto his boat. It's the fifth one this hour. The recent river breakup has dropped massive amounts of debris into the river near Bethel, which includes leftovers from construction sites. It has slowed down the search for Kaganik's body.
They're making me work harder.
Alexi's job is to drop a large metal bar called a drag bar into the river from his boat. Four fishing lines are attached to the bar, and on the end of each line is a large industrial-strength metal hook, and those hooks are what catch the body by attaching onto the clothing.
Looking for the body, just like fishing.
Uh-huh.
but you're searching for a loved one.
This might be a weird question, but do you want to be the one to find it?
No. You know, I don't know. Elders say that people that are lost like this wait for that right person to find them. So if I'm chosen to, you know, find him, then I'll be honored, you know, to bring closure for the family.
Closure is what all the volunteers are here for. Nobody wanted to talk about who Paul Kaganik was. Not yet. They said it was inappropriate to talk about Paul before they found him. On the river, things are quiet, like they would be if you were hunting.
You don't have to talk about it. Just be silent. Just wait, wait.
That's Paul Clark. He's been part of Bethel Search and Rescue for over 20 years. He says the searchers on the water are communicating, but not always with their mouths.
All these guys pray before they go out and try to have one mind in mind together.
The goal for these searchers is to tune in to the same frequency with each other and the missing. The searchers pulled up a body from the river last week, not Kaganik's. Claire Williams, who cooks at the base camp, remembers the moment.
He had told us to stop our cooking, turn it off, and told everybody to come down to the boat. And we got into the boat, and when we were going over, all the boats were gathering together. And they went all the way on shore, and that's where they all gathered.
When the volunteers gathered together, the leaders of the search party then guided everyone through the mental and emotional journey of receiving a body. Williams talks about her own feelings at the time.
It was mixed, like scared and excited at the same time, but didn't want to really see what was being brought up.
But the mood is not always somber. At the camp, volunteers eat snacks, play music, and laugh. They say this helps the search efforts by raising spirits and keeping people relaxed. They hope this will help them find the body of Paul Kaganik and help heal Kaganik's family. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yukdun coming up.